A Bell for a Donna, a novel by John Hershey. Foreword. Major Victor Joppolo, USA, was a good man. You will see that. It is the whole reason why I want you to know his story. He was the AMGOT officer of a small Italian town called Adano. He was, more or less, the American mayor after our invasion. AMGOT, as you know, stood for Allied Military Government Occupied Territory. The authorities decided, shortly after the happenings of this story, that the word AMGOT had an ugly Germanic sound, and they heard that the two syllables of the word, when taken separately, were the Turkish words for the male and female genital organs. So, they decided to call it AMG and forgot about the occupied territory. That was later, though. When I knew him, Major Joppolo was AMGOT officer of Adano, and he was good. There were probably not any really bad men in AMGOT, but there were some stupid ones, and still are, even though the Turkish embarrassment has been taken care of. You see, the theories about administering occupied territories all turned out to be just theories. And in fact, the thing which determined whether we Americans would be successful in that toughest of all jobs was nothing more or less than the quality of the men who did the administering. That is why I think it is important for you to know about Major Joppolo. He was a good man, though weak in certain attractive human ways. And what he did, and what he was not able to do in Adano, represented in miniature what America can and cannot do in Europe. Since he happened to be a good man, his works represented the best of the possibilities. America is the international country. Major Joppolo was an Italian-American going to work in Italy. Our army has Yugoslavs and Frenchmen and Austrians and Czechs and Norwegians in it, and everywhere our army goes in Europe, a man can turn to the private beside him and said, "Hey, Mac, what's this foreigner saying? How much does he want for that bunch of grapes?" And Mac will be able to translate. That is where we are lucky. No other country has such a fund of men who speak the languages of the lands we must invade, who understand the ways and have listened to their parents sing the folk songs and have tasted the wine of the land on the palate of their memories. This is a lucky thing for America. We are very lucky to have our Joppolos. It is another reason why I think you should know the story of this particular Joppolo. America is on its way into Europe. You can be an isolationist as you want to be, but there is a fact. Our armies are on their way in, just as truly as Europe once invaded us with wave after wave of immigrants. Now we are invading Europe with wave after wave of sons of immigrants. Until there is a seeming stability in Europe, our armies and our after armies will have to stay in Europe. Each American who stays may very well be extremely dependent on a Joppolo, not only for language, but for wisdom and justice, and the other things we think we have to offer Europeans. Therefore, I beg you to get to know this man, Joppolo, well. We have need of him. He is our future in the world. Neither the eloquence of Churchill nor the humaneness of Roosevelt, no charter, no four freedoms or 14 points, no dreamer's diagram so symmetrical and so faultless on paper, no plan, no hope, no treaty, none of these things can guarantee anything. Only men can guarantee, only the behavior of men under pressure, only our Joppolos.